בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פרשת משפטים ושקלים. So, we are up to פרק וו of קהלת, starting with פרק וו פסוק א'. Says שלמה, יש רעה אשר ראיתי תחת השמש. Another evil that שלמה המלך says, I observed under the sun. ורבה היא על האדם. And it takes hold of a majority of people. So he says, you know, there are certain good things and bad things that only happen to certain people. But he says, this is widespread. This one is a spiritual pandemic. Says Shlomo HaMelech. What is it? Ish asher yiten lo ha'elohim osher unchasim v'chavod. V'enenu chaseh l'nafsho mikol asher yitaveh. This is a person that, you know, this Rashi says to be taken, you know, sometimes when Shlomo HaMelech refers to wealth, it can be physical, sometimes it can be referencing talents in Torah. Over here, Rashi HaKadosh says, to be taken literally. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the person wealth and assets, and whatever he wants, he doesn't lack. V'lo yashliteinu ha'elohim le'echol mimenu. Which means, there are some people that they have everything, but Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give them the zechut to enjoy it. They enjoy nothing. Ki ish nochri ochelenu. Somebody else will eat it. Somebody else will eat it.
I'll get the money from you, Rav.
Ze hevel v'choli ra'hu. He says, that is nonsense and a terrible affliction. Now, over here, Rashi HaKadosh says, it can also be speaking about Torah. Now, first pshat, lefi pshuto. Yeah, when a person makes money, he doesn't enjoy it. And like we said, worst case scenario, somebody else enjoys it. For instance, yeah. What?
He dies,
his wife
inherits everything. And the new husband gets all the money.
Ze ma'asa, you know, the dead husband. Umiskin. He doesn't have anything. And then what? And somebody else eats it. Bedivrei Torah, he says, a person can learn Torah, Nevi'im, Uchtuvim. Yeah? Mikra, Mishnah, Va'agada. Tanakh, Mishnah, Agadot. But he doesn't get to Gemara. Gemara means להבין דבר מתוך דבר, and to use that to get to הלכה פסוקה, and he doesn't get it. And then what? Somebody else is going to enjoy all of his toil. Who's that? Says Rashi, Ish Nukhri, זה בעל Gemara. A person who has Gemara. Now Gemara doesn't refer to what we call Talmud. Gemara is להבין מתוך דבר, and to be מוציא הלכה פסוקה. Somebody else will enjoy it. Now, at the end of the day, who gets more fame? Who gets more, not fame, but besides for the fame, but who gets more korat ruach from the Torah? A person who just has, you know, he knows Mikra, Mishnah, Agadot, whatever. Or then you have a person, Mamash, he's able to take everything he learns and take out of that to kind of, you know, excise halakha psuka out of that. He's much more chashuv. That's what he's talking about.
How is he saying that this is the trouble all of like mankind?
Because yeah.
Like we're saying that there are people that have everything they could ever want, and mm-hmm. they still can't enjoy it.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who don't have everything. The point is, as much as you have, the point is there are people who, everybody has, Baruch Hashem, what they need. And of the people who have what they need, very few are the ashirim asmechim b'chelkam, are the wealthy people that are happy in their life, because people always want more, want more, want more and more, and you're never sever. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Im yolid ish me'a, v'shanim rabot yichye. Right, if a person has 100 kids, and he lives for many years, v'rav shiu yemeshanav, yeah, and lives forever, yeah, v'nafsho lo tisba' min ha'tova, he'll never have nachat from what he has. וגם קבורה לא הייתה לו. Sometimes, even a person is not זוכה לקבורה. You know, to be זוכה לקבורה is a זכות. Some people don't even get buried. Sometimes they die, and animals eat them. Yeah? Now, by the way, I just realized from this pasuk, it's beautiful. You know, there's a piyut that we say, we're not going to say this coming Shabbat, next Shabbat is Shabbat Zachor already. You know that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Usually most years, Shabbat Zachor is on Parashat Tetzaveh. One of the only times, this is, you know, it happens once every decade or so, that Parashat Zachor falls out on Truma, one Shabbat before. And there's a piyut that we say on Parashat Zachor, by some say it after Shacharit, some say it after Kriyat HaTorah, It's all long pew. Some say the whole thing, some don't. Who wrote it? Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote it. And every stanza ends with a pasuk in Tanakh that ends with lo. So over here, v'gam kivura lo haita lo, that's one of the psukim that he uses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it ends in lo.
Oh, wow.
Now he says, amarti tov mimenu hanefel, or hanafel. Even a fetus that was miscarried is better than him. Why? A fetus didn't live at all, and he got buried, that's even better. The fetus didn't live at all, and at least he was zocheli kvura, is better than the person who lived 100 years and had 100 kids, but wasn't zocheli kvura. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now he says, ki vahevel ba uvachoshech yelech. A person comes in complete nonsense. He didn't see, right? He's talking about the nefil now. The nefil doesn't have any tava, he doesn't have any desires, he doesn't know anything yet. Uvachoshech yelech. Yeah? And he dies in darkness, which means what? He never had a chance to really want anything, and by the time he was born, he already died. Uvachoshech shemo yechuse. And guess what? By the time he's buried, right, he doesn't really have any legacy, the Nefin. He's going to go straight into the darkness and everybody forgets about him. Gam shemesh lo ra'a velo yada. He doesn't even know what the sun looks like. He died before. Nachat laze mize. Who's considered better? The fetus. Than the person who lived 100 years and didn't have any nachat from what he got. See? Ve'ilu chaya elef shanim pa'amayim. If the person would live 1,000 years twice, which means if a person would live for 2,000 years, v'tova lo ra'a, halo el makom echad hakol holech. Even if you live for 2,000 years and you make all the money in the world, we're all going to the same 6 feet under,
wow.
No matter what, right? So for some people it takes 70 years, for some people 90, for some people 2,000. He says, and even so, you're still going to go to the same place. So what did you gain? Yeah. And he says, and we're all buried in the same pajamas. Mm-hmm. You know that. Tachrichim, shreds. Lomar lecha. And one time, there was a Bikveger. There was a goy who asked a Bikveger. He says, I don't understand you Jews. You guys are, you know, during your lifetime, you're so respectful, whatever. You ever see a goyish funeral? They bury them. Huh?
Tuxedo.
They do the nails.
Tuxedo?
You never die. Expensive shoes.
The hair,
you know, before they bury him, everybody passes by. Lagid shalom. Oh, they do?
Exactly.
No, you're supposed to pass by lagid shalom, you know? Yeah. Like, anyway, zemin haga goyim ze. So, unfortunately, chilonim started copying the goyim not with the thing, but just like passing by and like. That's not, by Yahadut, it's not an honor to pass by. The honor is to get him buried
as soon as possible.
That's the honor. Aval mikol makom. So this guy asks a big vager, says, I understand you Jews. How do you bury? Pajamas, not even a casket. You wrap him in a talit. Tach, boom. Betoch ha'adama. Yeah? He said, what was it, potato? Why are you burying him like that? So he says, listen, I'll tell you. By Am Yisrael, we believe in Tchiyat HaMetim. Tchiyat HaMetim means, we're not going to sleep, we're taking a nap. So for a nap, you put on pajamas. Yeah, we believe that soon, in a few years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yagid lekol ha-metim, yalla, get up. So what? When you take a nap, he says, you go Shabbat afternoon, you take a nap in your suit? Ma pitom. Yeah? Huh? No, on the couch, but I'm saying, okay, Lil Shabbat. You know, you're taking a nap, you want to get up Shabbat morning. You go to sleep in your suit? Ma pitom. Yeah, you go to sleep, you put on pajamas. Shabbat morning, yeah, you're going to wake up, take off your pajamas, put on your suit. Aval ma, but you goyim, olchim lemakom shel gehine gehinam. He says, you're never going to get up, unless you're chasidei umot ha'olam. So you're not getting up, so be'emet, you have to say goodbye, and put on a tux, you know, because this is it, show's over for you. Anyway, so, bo na'ase od echad. Says Shlomo HaMelech, kol amal ha'adam lefihu. Everything a person works for is to his mouth. And even the soul will not be filled. What in the world does that mean? Says says Rashi HaKadosh, it's for his mouth. What's piu? Piu is the makor of enjoyment in this world and the next. Why in this world you eat with it? In the next world, Olam Shekulot Torah, right? So Ikara Na'a is with the mouth. So if that's the case, whatever a person works for is supposed to be for the mouth. This Teflek guy, yeah, he worked all of his life. All right, Affleck. Anyway, Bekitzur. So he said, this guy lo nehena klum. Can you imagine the guy worked like a dog his whole life? Ze lo nehena klum. Ma yatza mizeh. You know, in Arabic, Syrians say chazit. You know what that is? Chazit means miskins. Anyway, so he says, v'gam ha-nefesh lo timaleh in olam haba, since this guy was busy his whole life, is majnun guy. Why? He's busy, 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 making money, making money, making money. He doesn't enjoy what he has in this world. And then what? And then he, and then when he comes to olam haba, he's not going to have anything to... So, yatza, nimtza kereach mikan u'mikan. The Gemara gives a mashal. It's like a man... And it's a very funny thing. But a man, mashal, the Gemara says, like a man who marries two wives. Yeah? An old woman and a young woman. Married two wives. And now, the guy's going gray. So what happens? The old woman doesn't want him to look young because then it looks funny. So she's busy pulling out all of his black hairs. And the young wife, she doesn't want him to look old because that embarrasses her. So what does she do? She pulls out all his white hairs. Says the Gemara, ma mamiyalo basof. Nimtza kareach mikan u'mikan. Looks like a pool ball. Anyway, huh? Anyway, it's all over the place. That's the Gemara says, nimtza kareach mikan u'mikan. Ze kareach. Yeah? Catch at it. Yeah? So he says...
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah? I said it good?
Yeah.
Anyway. Top. So, mikon makom. Ze... He's busy working. He doesn't enjoy olam hazeh. Lo olam haba. Ma yesh lo? Chamor. Chamor milshon chomer. What's chomer?
Material.
Materialism. Why? Chamor doesn't know anything, right? Chamor, you talk to him. Ma yodea. You put something on his back. Yeah, you feed him. He doesn't really say much. You ride him. There's only one chamor that ever had a conversation with somebody, and that was Musa. Huh?
Yeah. It's too busy to have this life to enjoy it.
Too busy with this life to enjoy it. Too busy with this life to do anything for the next life. And therefore when he gets there, en lo klom. Az ma yesh lo? So he says, ki ma yoter lechacham min hakesiv. What is the benefit, yeah, of a wise man versus a fool? Ma le'ani yodea lahaloch neged hachayim. Which means, what is the poor man know when he is walking through life? So he says, Tov mar'e einayim mehalach nafish. Yeah, it is better. Yeah, here we go. Oh, Rashi says, this is a very interesting pshat. Tov haya ve'uchshar laze lir'ot oshro lemar'e einav mima'achal u'mishte ha'olech banafish. Which means it's better for the person to look, just look at the wealth that he amasses, even though you're making money, rather than to sit and enjoy your whole life. Because even, okay, you know what, you're making the money, beseder. Look at it, but focus elsewhere. Rather than to walk in its path. So he says, Gam ze hevel u'ot ruach. Why? Because focusing too much on this wealth and eating and drinking and partying all day long is also atzata yetzer. That's how the yetzerara tries to get a person. Yeah? Now, this is another recurring theme throughout Kohelet. Mas shehaya kevar nikra shemo. Whatever was is already, right, it's already been named. Vinoda asher hu adam. He's known to be man. Velo yuchal ladin. He's not going to be able to withstand judgment. Im shetakif mimen. With someone stronger than he. What does that mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Yeah. Whatever a person, whatever greatness a person made in this world, we're talking about, like, let's say in the materialistic realm, he made a lot of money. That's already kvar nikra shemo, which means what? History. It's in the history books. Yeah? Okay, so he had a name. Just like, you know, the empire. Babylonian Empire, Roman Empire, Greek Empire. Where are these empires now?
History books.
History books and museums. Yeah. Empire. Chashuv me'od. Vema? Yeah, and Shamayim. Where are they? Alchu ba'adama. Yeah. Velo yuchal ladin. However, when it comes time for somebody that's stronger than he, you can't win against somebody stronger than you. Who's stronger than you? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to send the Malach HaMavet, unless there's... we find in the Gemara many Tanna'im and Amora'im were friendly with the Malach HaMavet. You know that. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi actually stole the sword of the Malach HaMavet. And he jumped over the fence to Gan Eden. You know that. Huh? No, Ketubot. Ketubot. He says, the Gemara says Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was friendly with the Malach HaMavet and he convinced him to give him a sword. And Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was one of the people who entered Gan Eden alive. He jumped the fence. Anyway, aval mikol makom, in general, if you don't have, if you're not on friendly terms with the Malach HaMavet, so
you have some.
When Hakadosh Baruch Hu sends him, when he knocks, we answer. Yeah, there's not much to do. Yeah, in Malachasot, so Hashem says, focus, focus. If you had to, I know it seems a little sacrilegious to put Kohelet into a nutshell and to try to find one theme. But if there's one recurring theme in Kohelet that we're seeing at least now, is what? This world is futile, and it's only the entranceway
to the next,
to Olam Haba. So focus, don't be distracted. This life, this world is full of darkness and distractions. Mm-hmm. And by the time you wake up from the, you know, from the facade of the distractions, says Shlomo HaMelech, it might be too late.
Yeah.
Focus on what's really important. Mezat Hashem will continue
we
tomorrow.
Finish the parish? No, it's tomorrow's game.
נסיים. Yeah. יוד אלף. כי יש דברים הרבה מרבים הבל. There's a lot of things which create a lot of foolishness. And he says, מה יותר לאדם? Yeah. What good for it? What good is it
benefit
for the... Yeah, what benefit is it for the person? There's plenty of stuff to get distracted with, like we said. כי מי יודע מה טוב לאדם בחיים? Who knows what good really is for the person in this life, which means over here it's not who knows, but he who knows. Me over here refers to he who knows what is actually good for you during life. Mispar yeme chayehev lo v'yasem katzel. Yeah, he says, do those actions, the Torah mitzvot ma'asim tovim. Treat your life like a passing shade. You know what's funny about shade? It's here now. A few seconds later, it can be gone. Depends, you know, the sun. The sun move. I mean, we move, but the way wherever the sun is in the sky, it moves. Can get cloudy, right? Whatever it is, shade. Tuk, tuk. You should treat this world like a passing shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Do the mitzvot while you still can. Asher mi yagid la'adam ma yeh acharav tachat hashamish. Because who knows all of whatever wealth and anything else you amass in this world, nobody knows what you can do with it. Which means nobody knows what's going to happen with it after when you give it to your children. Many people make a lot of money, they pass away, they bequeath it to their children. Yeah, in 2 minutes, they invested in the Robin Hood. V'achar kach ma koreh, Mikey?
I think it's about the second.
No, 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 no. Yeah. Some people, they invest on the revenue, they want to make a lot of money. A person got a message that he's down $750,000 and he committed suicide. In a matter of an instant, nobody knows. I made a lot of money, I'm going to work my whole life and leave it for my children. Who says your children are going to keep it? Yeah? Therefore what? Make minimal ishtadlut, focus on Torah, treat life like a passing shadow, which it is, and Be'ezat Hashem will be okay. Call 2.